السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. الحمد للہ وکفا والصلاۃ والسلام علی سیدنا المصطفیٰ صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ واصحابہ وبارک وسلم تسلیما کثیرا کثیرا. اما بعد، فقد قال اللہ تبارک و تعالی فی القرآن المجید: اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم، بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. یا ایہا الذین آمنوا کتب علیکم الصیام کما کتب علی الذین من قبلکم لعلکم تتقون. صدق اللہ العظیم. الحمدللہ و فضل کرم احسان اف اللہ تعالی، وی فائنڈ اور سیلوز آن دا فرسٹ جمعہ ان دا منتھ آف شعبان فور دس ایئر. So in less than a month's time, we will now be in the Mubarak month of Ramadan Sharif. So definitely there is an excitement. A mu'min is now looking forward to this month. The month is like a treasure chest. That all the sawab, everything is multiplied. So a mu'min is now looking forward to this. Now, it's season. It's a season now. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. So this looking forward to Ramadan Sharif, being excited, this is something that we learn from the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, that they made tayari for Ramadan Sharif. You know, they prepared themselves for Ramadan Sharif. So this is normal, this is natural. You have to prepare yourself for Ramadan Sharif. However, the difference, what is our preparation? So one is you get the huffaz, right? Now they're not reading Quran Sharif throughout the year, or they're reading but not reading enough, or not reading adequate, right? So now when it comes close to Ramadan Sharif, they say now we have to start checking our door. Start checking our door so that I can perform my Taraweeh. On the other hand, you get those who are reading throughout the year. So now when it's coming to Ramadan Sharif, they also have to prepare, but they're not worried. This is something that they do every day. But now because it's coming Ramadan Sharif, we will increase. You see the difference? The one is the person is not reading. So now he's looking for a venue that can give him 2 rakats instead of 4. And he's looking for people to stand behind him who won't correct him. Right? Or they'll make a plan for him. He doesn't know this quarter, all right, I won't read this 4, I'll read the other 4, I won't read 2 today, today I'll take a break tomorrow. He's looking for that kind of venue. And the other is a person, he is reading all the time. He knows his Quran Sharif. Now he is excited that, you know what, I'm going to take my Quran Sharif now to the next level. Right? I'm going to read 20 rakats, mutashabihat, everything. I'm going to polish everything up nicely, take my Quran Sharif now to the next level. Right? Now I'm just giving you this as an example for us to understand what is our tayyari for Ramadan Sharif. Now if you take the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they were all namazis. They were all reading their 5-time namaz every day. Over and above that, they were reading, most of them were reading their tahajjud namaz, reading ishraq namaz, duha namaz, awabin namaz, right? Reading Quran Sharif, staying away from guna. So they were doing all, this was their normal life. This was their normal life. Every day. So now when Ramadan Sharif was coming, now it's a time that I'm going to do the same actions, but the sawab is going to be so much greater. Right? And because the sawab is so much, I'm going to even increase on what I was doing. I'm going to increase on what I was doing. So the increase is in the nawafil. Right? The increase is in the nawafil, in the optional acts. Because now every optional act, you're going to get the sawab of a farz act. Right? And through the exercise of fasting and reading Taraweeh, etc., a higher level of taqwa is going to come into the heart. So taqwa, we translate it as the fear of Allah Ta'ala. In actual fact, it is a love. It's a love. It's not a fear like our Hazrat Muhammad Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to explain, that taqwa is not a fear like how you have a fear for some predator or some enemy or something. No, not that kind of a fear. It is fear that is born out of love. Right? So now, the love is gone to another level. So the fear is gone to another level. Understand this fear, right? Understand this fear. You get a person, he comes from the outside. He doesn't know who's who anywhere. Right? He don't know anything. Right? So now he comes, he sees the principal of the madrasa, or he sees the sheikh of the khanqa, you know, some buzurg he sees there. So he goes up to them, "Hey, bhai, tell me something, man. How do I find my way to the dam?" He's asking. He got cigarette in his pocket, short sleeves, and he's asking him now, he said, "Now, how do I find my way to the dam?" Right? The other is now a student in the madrasa now. Now, he sees the principal, got some adab, like, you know, they make salam, and, you know, make sure he's correctly attired, he's behaving properly, he's talking properly, everything. Why? He has a different taluk. He has a different muhabbat. Now, you get a person who is bay'at to that sheikh. Now, he's different now. And the person who he doesn't even know that person is a sheikh, how he's going to behave. So when there is a love, there is an added respect, added honor. That added respect and honor outwardly looks like a fear. You don't want to do anything to upset this person. That is the taqwa, the fear that we have for Allah Ta'ala, that I mustn't do anything that angers my Allah. So in Ramadan Sharif, this increases now. It increases. So you are making amal on all the fara'is, all the wajibat, all the sunan. Now you say, "No man, I need to do things to make my Allah even more happier. Now I'm going to even make amal on the mustahab things. Now I'm going to even check what are the preferred things. That this is fine also, that is fine also. But what are the preferred things now? I'm going to do what is more preferable. I'm staying away from everything that is haram. I'm staying away from everything that is makruh tahrimi. Now I'm going to even stay away from those things that are tanzihi too. Now I'm going to even stay away from those things, all the, you know, if I can make amal on that which is the better thing. For example, I'm a musafir. So if I only read my 2 rakats kasar for zohar namaz, chalega, it's fine. But I got time on my hands. I may be a musafir, but I got time on my hands. No, I'm going to read my sunnat also. I'm going to read my sunnat before, my sunnat after, my nafal also. And I'm free. I'm on holiday. I'm free. I'm on a break. Although I may be a musafir, so I'm going to read 1 extra 2 rakats nafal too. Because I don't even have to go to work. I got no classes. I got no commitments. So that taqwa keeps increasing, and there's no limit to the amount of taqwa that a person can get. There's no limit to the amount of love a person can acquire. Understand? So that was Sahaba radiallahu anhu. Now what's our situation? I don't read Quran. So now Ramadan Sharif, I'm going to start reading something. Normally I don't wear topi. Ramadan, I start wearing topi. Normally, I only make it for Jummah Salah. So Ramadan Sharif, now Fajr, I am waking up for Sehri, and the Fajr is very close to the Sehri time. So I think I'll go for Fajr. And then Maghrib time now, as it is, I go home, I can't eat. So Ara is going to the masjid. And maybe the first 3-4 nights I'll make it for Taraweeh too. After that I'll see how my knees are feeling and what's happening. Because a lot of masajid, you see the first couple nights, so many safs are full for Taraweeh. After that, you don't see so many notices from the burial society. But every day one saf goes ghaib. Then by the time you come to the 12-15 night, you say, oh, what happened now? We started off with like 6-7 subs. Now we're sitting with like 3 subs now. But you don't get so many notices from burial society. And then all of a sudden when you come to 27 night, from the 7 subs became 10 subs. But you didn't even hear of so many people moving into the area. So our preparation for Ramadan Sharif, Allah forgive us. That now, some even in Ramadan Sharif are not even reading 5-10 namaz. Because out of Ramadan, only reading Jummah. So in Ramadan, I'm reading 2 namazes a day. So I feel very pious about myself. See, I honored Ramadan. I read 2 namazes a day. Right? And then we have this funny idea in our mind that Islam and being a Muslim is only for Ramadan. So the person in Ramadan Sharif, we say, no, I don't go movies now. I don't go movies because it's Ramadan. I don't go nightclub, disco because it's Ramadan. Right? I'll grow my beard because it's Ramadan. And then as soon as Ramadan finishes, he goes back to all those. So he himself or she herself, by the action, is testifying that, look, to be a Muslim, right, a good Muslim, I'm not supposed to watch movies, I'm not supposed to have girlfriend, I'm not supposed to be gambling, I'm not supposed to be drugging, I'm not supposed to be doing all these things, because that's how he's behaving in Ramadan. But then who gave us the license that when Ramadan finishes, then I can start behaving like a disbeliever? How come all those things come back then? So this is another dhoka from shaitan. That in the preparation for Ramadan, the preparation for Ramadan is actually to increase in piety. To increase in piety in Ramadan, so that after Ramadan now, that piety from where it was, it's gone higher. Right? Not that we prepare for Ramadan just to make a few amal in Ramadan, and then as soon as the moon of Shawwal comes out, then back to square one and sometime worse than square one. So the mindset needs to change. Normally this kind of a bayan is given towards the end of Ramadan Sharif. But the mindset needs to change from now. That I am preparing not just for Ramadan. My preparation for Ramadan is that so when I go through that exercise of Ramadan Sharif, after Ramadan I come out more pious. I must come out more pious now. And that piety must remain with me throughout the year and must keep on increasing. So that by the time I reach the next Ramadan, I'm ready now to move on to the next level now. Understand? See, towards the end of time, before Qiyamah, Imam Mahdi will make his appearance, right? Imam Mahdi will make his appearance in Makkah Mukarramah. Right? The army from Khurasan with black flags, they will start making their way to Makkah Mukarramah to go and meet Imam Mahdi, to take bayat on his hands and now to fall under him, because he will be now the Amir al-Mu'mineen, right? So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has exhorted us in the ahadith mubarakah that when you see that armies from Khurasan with the black flags, you must join them. You must join them. Because you have to be from the army of Imam Mahdi. If you are living at that time, we have to join the army of Imam Mahdi. So you must go with that armies from Khurasan, the armies with the black flags, you must go with them. When the armies from Khurasan will reach Makkah Mukarramah, and they join up with Imam Mahdi, then Imam Mahdi will make his way now to Madinah Munawwarah. In Madinah Munawwarah, the Sufyanis, as is mentioned in the riwayat, the Kalb tribe, they will be the ruling party there. And they would have been oppressing the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So a war will break out. And Imam Mahdi's army will be victorious. Then Imam Mahdi will enter into Madinah Munawwarah. And many people who stood for Haqq, they will be released from the prisons. Like what is happening now. Right? You see this, the Ahlus Sunnah army under Ahmad al-Shara at that time. When they now ousted the Shi'i rulers, when they ousted them, now how many people were freed from the prisons? People who were Ahlus Sunnah, people who were standing for Haqq, how many of them were freed from the prisons? Right? So like that, the army of Imam Mahdi will go to Madinah Munawwarah and they will free the people from the prisons. Now also, the area that was ruled by the PKK, that time they were known as the PKK, then America gave them a new name, Syrian Defense Force, SDF, they got a new name. Now all of a sudden they became terrorists. You must remember, the kafir, the politicians of this world, everybody is like a handkerchief to them. Till they got need for the handkerchief is in the pocket. When the need expires, they take and dispose. So that PKK, America needed them, because they wanted a base there. Now they talking with Shara himself, so they don't need the PKK, so PKK out. Whether your name is PKK or SDF or whatever, now they let Ahmad Shara go and finish them up. But so many Ahlus Sunnah people were in those prisons. This happened now, last week, 10 days ago or something. So now those people were all released from those prisons. Right? So Imam Mahdi will go to Madinah Munawwarah and he will release the people from the prisons. Right? So, the point here is, why I'm mentioning this about Imam Mahdi, that at that time when we are told by Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam that must join those armies, there will be many other armies also with black flags. Because anybody can make a black flag. It's not like nobody got a black flag. That other fellow who popped up now recently, what was his name? Baghdadi, ISIS, they too had a black flag. So anybody can make a black flag. This fellow can take his amama and put it on a stick and he got a black flag. Isn't it? Everybody can make a black flag. So there will be many other armies also with black flags. So how are we going to know which army to join? How are we going to know that which is that authentic army coming from Khurasan that is on Haqq, that is going to go and join Imam Mahdi and fight for Haqq? How are we going to know? The distinguishing factor of that army will be that everything they do according to Sunnah. And today, the Muslim is divorcing himself from Sunnah. No, that's only sunnat. You don't have to do that. No, but that's only a sunnat. You know, that will be the thing you got to look for. How to identify that army. That army will be on sunnat. And you'll find that even today, how will you identify your ulama-i haq? Your ulama-i haq will be on sunnat. Those who have fallen prey to modernism, Allah Ta'ala protect us. Those that have fallen prey to a Mu'tazila mindset, Allah Ta'ala protect us from all of that. Right? But you will find the sunnah doesn't feature strongly in their life. If they're having a meeting also, it can be a meeting of scholars too. They'll be sitting eating on the table and chair. Sunnah won't feature strongly in their life. So it's very easy to identify that army that will be on haq. Is everything they will do according to sunnah. So we have to keep the sunnah alive. Why do you think there is so much of virtue to bring alive a sunnah in the time of fitna? Because the sunnah is our ID card. Not a chip and card and this and that. Our ID card is a sunnah. The Muslim will recognize a Muslim by the sunnah. So by us making amal on the sunnah, you are preserving the deen of Allah Ta'ala. We don't have to worry about what hairstyles the kuffar got, what dress codes they got, how they eating, how they bathing, how they doing. We don't have to worry about that. We have to worry about how did my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do it. But let me tell you something. You see, to install a high pan toilet is very easy. To install the low pan toilet is a magajmani. Especially in our situation, because we got rough foundations, right? To install those low pan toilets, most of the delay on that building was because of the low pan toilet. To put a high pan toilet is very easy. So the madrasa could have just said, right, I just put the high pans and finish. Cheaper option, easier option. And the plumbers, they're masters in that because everybody got low high pan. But the madrasa is to establish sunnah. In every aspect, we must try and establish the sunnah. Now to go and buy trestles and put chairs off the shelf, but now to make your dastarkhan and everything. But we must establish sunnah. So everything in our life, from head to toe, bring the sunnah. Then you will identify with that army of black flags from Khurasan. Because you and them will be the same. You will be eating the same, you will be sleeping the same, you will be speaking the same, you will be dressing the same. So hold on to the sunnah. Hold on to the sunnah. This is the main preparation for Ramadan Sharif. It's not just about performing Taraweeh and filling the freezers. That become the two things. What we're going to eat in Ramadan? What savouries now? What that become the fikr? No. Become a true mu'min. That is the fikr. And for life, not only for Ramadan, for life. Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq, Allah give you tawfiq, Allah grant the entire ummah tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.